following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, and at swn.shiningwizards.com.
Hey, this is ECW original and hardcore icon Justin Credible. You like the shirt? Well, buy one at www.prowrestlingtees.com/Justin Credible. We got 4 ECW era classics and 2 Aldo Montoyas. Fear the jockstrap. Buy the shirt. Prowrestlingtees.com. Hey guys, what's going on? This is Justin Credible and you're watching Pro Wrestling 101. The Hart Foundation, the Road Warriors, Rock and Roll Express, the Midnight Express, the Rockers, all great tag teams. How do you pick a tag team partner? Well, if you're out there on the indie scene and you're looking to make a dent in a much needed, depleted tag team scene, I think you want to listen to this. Look, for a long time, the tag team scene has really been below standards. I mean, the WWE doesn't push it. TNA, I don't even know what they're doing. And tag team wrestling is nowhere near it, how it was at its height in the 80s with those great teams that I mentioned. I mean, you just think Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, Bret Hart, Jim the Anvil, Neidhart, Hawk and Animal. I mean, those guys were great teams, and they worked like a team, and it was beautiful when they did it. I mean, look, is there anything like watching the Rock and Roll Express against the Midnight Express? I mean, those teams, those matches, the way they worked inside and outside the ring, the way they did those hot tags, I mean, it was awesome, awesome, awesome. One of my favorite things, and it was really a blessing in disguise. I didn't see it at the time, but when I got to be a tag team called the Impact, in a tag team called the Impact Players with Lance Storm. Now, what makes a great team? How do you get two guys and kind of, you know, mold them into one? Well, first, you have to, if you're into a tag team and you want to have a good tag team, the thing is, find somebody that is unselfish and that has the same values as you. Look, I mean, usually when promoters are putting two guys together that don't want to be there, it ain't going to work. You got to want to do it, and you have to have a vision for it. Another thing, and it happened with Lance and I, and what I think really was the key to our success in the Impact Players, was I was a little rough. I had all this personality. I wore jean shorts and a black t-shirt. Lance, he was clean cut. He wore tights and he was from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. But anyways, we were two opposite styles. One was hardcore. One was, you know, mat technician, high flyer. But those two styles melded together beautifully. And, you know, in wrestling, you've got to be willing to take it to that level to where you're working in unison. And that's something where a lot of young guys could really carve their niche, is in tag teams. If you're having trouble making it in the singles, I'm telling you, man, get yourself with a buddy that you know can work, that you know has same value systems, that you know is unselfish, and you guys could create some magic and do the thing that Lance and I did. You know, for the thing I lacked, Lance brought. And for the things Lance brought, or Lance lacked, excuse me, I brought. You know, so always have that yin and yang in your tag team. It works. It's worked with so many of the great teams that I'd mentioned before. And I'm telling you, this business right now, although the WWE dictates what goes on in wrestling with its trends, I'm telling you, tag team wrestling is a thing of art and it is a thing of beauty. Just ask Jim Cornette. He'll tell you himself. And if you do, if you want to be noticed, do a great tag team. Nothing will get you more bookings and nothing will have you elevated up and up on the card than putting together a good tag team. And last but not least, designate, especially for baby faces, designate the guy that takes the best ass whipping and then designate the guy who's going to come in and be Superman. Because I'm telling you, you know, for stuff like that, one man's faults could be covered up with another man's strengths and vice versa. I'm telling you guys, that's the key to success, especially as I see it right now in this business. Great tag teams never go unnoticed. And, you know, that's not just the coolest, and that's not just the best. Personally, I think a great tag team in this day and age will always be just incredible.